This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio with Peter Scoop Stanton and Walter Yerkew. Well, how are we doing today?
Yeah, pretty good, my friend. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got a heck of a show lined up for us. But first, let's start with the first order of business. We always remember the fallen officers killed or murdered in the line of duty. We remember Deputy Peter Herrera, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, end of watch, March 4th, 2019. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop, pulled a car over, and the driver unloaded 15 rounds at Deputy Herrera. Thoughts and prayers are with his family and the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Let's give everybody an update on Twitter. We're still suspended from Twitter. Still no reason why. Walt's suspended. I'm suspended. And 7-5 Radio is suspended. But we refuse to lose. So we have a new Twitter account that somebody graciously started. It's at 75 underscore show. That's the number 75 underscore show. On Twitter, and we're also still on Gab. Scoop Stanton on Gab. I just posted 7-5 Radio things. But anyways, Walt, have you been able to take a look at the our temporary Twitter account?
No, I haven't. Springtime. I'm busy. Can't take care of work. Right. Got to take care of play. But I will get there. I will participate. I will rant. I will rave. Cary Grant, I'll do it all. I'll take care of it. I'll look into it, and I'll be on it. Believe me, there's a lot to say.
But, Walt, you like this one. I got a thing this morning from Twitter saying that 7-5 show is temporarily suspended. Well, it's not temporarily suspended. I'm not allowed to do a couple things other than check direct messages and things like that nature. Again, no reason why. Probably because I posted my last blog entry on 7-5 underscore show on Twitter, but they don't tell you anything. They still don't tell Walter why he was suspended. He was just mentioned in the tweet or direct message, and he got suspended. So we're temporarily suspended, but our temporary Twitter account. In defense of Twitter and all these other social media outlets, it's a private company, so you can take your business elsewhere. But we use Twitter for the simple fact it's easy. It's very convenient. If something's going on, we can post up very, very, very quickly. But another social media giant, Facebook, they decided that they're no longer going to allow white nationalists or white separatist users on its forum. So if you're a white nationalist or a white separatist, or which means white nationalist, you believe and love white people. White separatist means you just want to hang out with white people, nobody else. Well, guess what? You're going to be banned from Facebook. And those entering certain terms on Facebook will be directed to a charity that fights far-right extremism. So, anyways, thankfully, I don't use Facebook anymore because I don't want them giving out my personal information. And that's that. But Pocahontas herself, Elizabeth Warren, she had a tweet this morning saying that if she's elected president, she's going to start antitrust legislation against Google, Facebook, Amazon. But no mention of Twitter because it was her tweet was on, obviously, Twitter. So, she's kind of hypocritical. Well, what's your opinion on all this banning and going after going after people like you and me and other people just want to have an opinion. They just want to be heard.
Well, you know, the different criteria for this Twitter account and being able to send out messages, you know, to the entire world, you know, for the entire world to see, you know, it's been so, how can I say, without being sounding real stupid this morning, you know, it's allowing so much hate, so much violence, so much in ways that are negative to our society, that when you mention something that gets under somebody's thin skin, you know, they call up and they complain and they biatch that, hey, this guy's threatening me, this guy's threatening me, this woman's threatening me, I don't like what they said, it offends me. And then Twitter, you know, the Twitter police come on and they satisfy these people by saying, okay, we're going to suspend them for an indefinite purpose. We're not going to, for an indefinite period, we're not going to give them a reason why or who is doing it. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, I lived without Twitter before I was on Twitter, and I could live without Twitter again if the need to be. I have a Facebook account, but my Facebook account is more of a, I would have to say, like a personal nature. Twitter was the business account, sort of. And if they continue to do this, you know, maybe we should have like a Twitter boycott or something. You know, I just don't make any sense that they suspend you. And, you know, even the police department has to tell you why you're being in jail. You know, they can't just take you and throw you in. This is not a communist state where, you know, they don't like you and they toss you in jail and throw away the key. But, you know, to me, it's not a big deal. You know, sending me to bed without my dinner or something, it's not a big deal. I always have a snack in my bedroom in case I get that happens to me. So, you know, it's not a big deal. I've been in worse places and in worse predicaments in my life. This is, you know, this is actually just a sneeze in my life is what it is. So, you know, Twitter people out there, you know, you want to put me back on, put me back on. But at least, you know, take me off. Well, take me off. But tell me why I'm off. You know, you're a private company and you took your baseball and your glove and you went home. So I can't play no more. I just, you know, right. Kid stuff. You know, whatever. That's my
right, and then, again, that's why we have 7-5 Radio, because we can say what we want, when we want, and have whoever we want on. But again, we got certain rules to live by, because again, we don't want to have small children hearing you know, certain words and we're not going to say things that are not true, because it's, you know, it's libelous and slanderous. But
you know,
anyways,
Twitter,
moving right up.
Twitter has the account.
It never fails. We got music during a great thought. All right, folks. We'll be back with 7-5 Radio. We got Jesse Smollett, Robert Mueller, and SPLC coming up.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. I just joined the bumper. That was Robin Trower's Day of the Eagle. Robin is on tour this year. He's coming to Washington, D.C. area April the 2nd at the Birchmere. But don't bother going because the show is sold out. So check out TrowerPower.com for tour dates, and hopefully you can get a ticket. But anyways, Walt, our favorite hate crime hoaxer made news again. Jesse,
you know,
or Juicy.
I'm sick of this guy. I think I'm going to go to Chicago and make his life live in hell. You know, this guy, you know, Jesse Smollett is, you know, talk about playing the race card and the gay card, you know, separately. He's got like a handful of cards, this guy. You know, one phone call to Obama's and there you go, get out of jail free card. You know, it's not exactly free, but you know, the way it was done was so kind of sinister. The background is coming out in pieces, and right. I had no idea that the prosecutor was contacted by Michelle's former chief of staff of her 100-person personal assistant entourage, who is a hotshot lawyer in Chicago now. And there you go. You know, it's not, you know, what you do until you know. The guy walks out of jail being a racist. Okay, here he is. I'm watching the news right now, and here he is coming out. Everybody's wearing sunglasses and dressed up with curls around their neck, you know, a bunch of nonsense. This guy, Juicy, whatever his damn name is, you know, calling him out. Call us on 7-5 Radio. Contact us. Contact us. I got a website of, Facebook. I'm going to get on Instagram this week. Instagram seems to be the murderous, allowing, social media, outlet that I'm going to start using. But this guy, Jesse, total racist. If I did that and said two black guys did that, or even if two gay black guys tried to put a noose around my neck, people would probably make fun of me. You know, they're going to say, well, didn't you like it? You know, just the audacity of thinking of something like this. It shows you where his brain is. I don't think that he is going to get a job anytime soon. He might hit the talk show circuit. You know, The View will probably have him on. And, you know, Joy Behar will probably kiss his black boo-boo. And we'll have a, you know, it's going to be going on and on and on and on and on. I don't think this is going to die out anytime soon. There's going to be repercussions. The police department is asking for $130,000 plus from Justy to pay for the investigative monies that were spent on his poor little black gay soul. And I think that's, you know, about as righteous as you're going to get out of this. There'll probably be some kind of GoFundMe page for this character. Probably started by Michelle Obama. We'll step in and make a few phone calls and get a donation or a dinner or something or a fish fry to get this guy his money to pay for this. Chicago Metro Court has ordered it, but they asked him. They didn't demand it. They asked him. You know, it's not like they said, all right, you owe us $130,000. You have 12 months to pay this. It was, they asked him, oh, would you mind paying for all this stuff, please? You know, come on. They should have put it in a court order. And if he doesn't do it in 12 months, then he needs to go to jail. You know, he'd probably like it there.
Right.
Go ahead. Let me hear your stuff about Justy Juicy, whatever his name is.
Well, let's start from the beginning. State attorney for Cook County, Illinois. His name is Kim Fox. That's F-O-X-X. I don't know if that's a daughter or granddaughter of Red Fox or that's her stripper name, but that's, you know, her last name is very, very suspicious. Red Fox, of course, she, obviously. That was.
She's African-American, that's for sure.
Right. So, anyways, back in February, she said she recluded herself in the Smollett case because she had some contact with the relative and with the Obama's former chief of staff, whose name is Tina Techen or Techen. But then it came out later on Fox News reported that Fox News reported that she didn't officially recluse herself. So it's like, I'm out, but I'm in. I'm out, but I'm not really out. I mean, this is a dereliction of duty on her part. Secondly, with Ms. Fox, she has also received $400,000 in campaign contributions from none other than George Soros himself. He donated the money via her super PAC. So George Soros, the James Bond villain himself, donated $400,000 just to one candidate for a office. Because George Soros wants to let him go free. Because George Soros should be tried for sedition. He should be tried under RICO statutes, but that's a different story. So then, like you said, the city of Chicago spent $130,000 looking for nobody. They said it was two white guys in MAGA hats. I mean, they got a better chance of finding a New York style pizza in Chicago than the two white guys in MAGA hats in the city of Chicago. And also another thing about Smollett, he had a couple pictures taken with the Obamas, both Barack and Michael. If you look on, and we all know Obama has a special heart or special kindness towards people who live the LGBTQ NYC MTA lifestyle. So again, I would not be surprised if the Obamas decided to stick their nose where it didn't belong again. And then when the state attorney's office decided no process or not to prosecute, Smollett Spokemouth, who's a real piece of work, said that the there is no bargaining, but Smollett had to forfeit his $10,000 bond. Now, anybody in the criminal justice field knows that a bond is to secure your presence before court date. If you don't show up for court and you're out on bond, you forfeit that bond. But their spokesman would not say why he decided to forfeit that $10,000 bond. I mean, if I had to give a $10 bond and I forfeit it, guess what? I would, you know, I'd be fighting that. Also, he had to serve us like about 16 or 18 hours of community service, which he already did at Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition organization. So he's out on that. And his record is sealed. This dude was brought up on 16 charges, most of those felonies. So for the state attorney's office in Cook County, Illinois, just a no process. No, say, all right, forget about it. You know, you put the city in a bad light, thinking every white person in Chicago is a racist, and you had the police department looking all over the place look for somebody that doesn't exist. We're just going to let you go with it, just a slap on your wrist. That's really ridiculous. And the day that the judgment came out, Rahm Emanuel, Chicago mayor, who's no friend of ours, used to work for the Obama administration, came out and he was furious. He said, what if I put a swastika on my front door, my house, and call the police to improve my profile for my, you know, personal gain? And I had to spend 2 hours at the ADL. I said, I would be tired and feathered and thrown on my keister. But, you know, there's two sets of standards. And, of course, you know, Chicago is not the most squeaky clean place. But anyways, we're going to go from one loser to another loser, Robert Mueller, next. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, Ray.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump not mincing words at a campaign-style rally last night. Literally not mincing words.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
The president telling that crowd at Grand Rapids, Michigan, that members of Congress who accused his campaign of colluding with Russia must now be held accountable, saying that the long investigation into his campaign caused tremendous damage to the country and cost millions of dollars, and no collusion was found. British lawmakers about to vote on another version of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal, the vote marking a third and potentially final time. Parliament will vote on it. If it passes, the UK will leave the EU on May 22nd. If not, it will need to decide how to leave the EU before April 12th, with or without a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
President Trump reversing a controversial funding cut. Here's more from USA Radio's Robbo Malensky.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17
million. I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
Reports are investigators looking into the deadly recent Ethiopian Airlines crash believe that an anti-stall system activated before that Boeing 737 MAX went down. The reports are that U.S. safety investigators came to that preliminary conclusion after reviewing the plane's flight data recorder. Pope Francis has appointed Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Atlanta to be the next Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He'll be the first African-American to lead that archdiocese. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back with 7-5 Radio. Just one other note about Juicy Smollett. He is up for an NAACP Image Award this Saturday for outstanding actor in a TV show or something, but it should be outstanding actor in a fake hate crime. Well, what say you about the Mr. Smollett getting a being nominated for an NAACP Image Award?
Well, you know, like I said a little earlier, he's going to hit the talk show circuit. People are going to put him up on a pedestal, and they're going to say that he brought racial crimes into the conversation, and they're going to warp it in such a way it's going to sound so perverted, it's going to be ridiculous. It's horrible that, you know, Mr. Trump just can't believe that these charges were amended in such a way where the guy just walked out of court with 16 indictments on felony charges. Putting Juicy, he'll probably have his own candy bar now, maybe a fruit drink. He'll join Kaepernick, wherever Kaepernick is now. We haven't heard from him in a while. There's no words to explain what happened in Chicago, except, you know, two words that I can't say on the air. But once we get onto a more level platform on another station, then I'll say those words. But you know, it's been at the top of everybody's talk show list about this when it happened. Oh my God, we got two white guys running around putting nooses around black people's necks at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, 12 degrees outside when somebody's looking for a
negative sandwich. 12.
Right. And now it's just the opposite. You know, now they're saying that he's brought the racial tension to light, that it happens. It's true. Maybe his story isn't true, but it does happen at his white on black crime. So, you know, it's going to be totally flipped around. And they're going to make this guy a martyr and a hero in the black community. And, of course, now, of course, they're starting with the NAAAP, you know, because you can't
just call them colors anymore.
Call it anymore, but they can't. You can't say, you know, what I said last week, but they can't. it's horrible. So the NAAA is going to back this guy up, giving him an award. What the award is going to be in some type of a trophy form, you know, what would it be? Is it going to be some type of phallus looking kind of award, or is it going to be, you know, three guys on a street corner in Chicago, you know, with one holding a rope and the other one holding a jug of Clorox stuff? So, hey, right. You know, they're going to put this guy on a pedestal. He's going to do the talk show circuit. They're going to wonder why he's not working. They're going to help him pay for this $130,000 if they decide to, if he decides to want to pay it. It's a horrible thing to for this nation to be going through with the nonsense that's going on in the witch hunts that we'll get to in a minute. You know, this isn't helping the situation. This is not helping the situation. You know, they were. What Hollywood people used to put on publicity stunts, and this is, you know, exactly what it is, but in a horrible way. So, Jesse needs to be in jail. I believe he's going to end up in jail one way or another. So he's going to do something, and he's going to end up in jail, and then there's going to be an uproar that they're picking on him. So, let's move on to some more serious stuff than his character's little charade.
Right. All right. And now for the good news. The Mueller report came out last Friday afternoon, which whenever there's a data dump on Friday afternoon, is usually bad news because people in Washington start leaving for the weekend on Wednesday afternoon. I know that for a fact because I have to drive in rush hour traffic in the afternoon and roads are clogged starting Wednesday now. But anyways, Mueller report was released. They found absolutely nothing. Everybody in the Trump campaign, the Trump committee, Trump White House, Trump cabinet, free and clear. There's absolutely no collusion whatsoever. So, unfortunately, no mention of Hillary Clinton and her involvement with Uranium One, the Russians, the dossier. None of that came out. Hopefully, sooner than later, Trump will appoint a special prosecutor to go after the former Secretary of State. So, anyways, as the Mueller report came out, mainstream media is in meltdown mode right now because they can't believe it, because they've been betting that Trump would be found guilty for 2.5 years. There's a whole bunch of different things on YouTube, different compilations of people saying, oh, Russia, collusion, Russia collusion, wheels are falling off, walls are closing in, impeachment. Now they don't know what to do, and they're just beside themselves because they – and then what's his name? That bald, ugly guy, Brian Seltzer on CNN said, well, it's been a slow news week. Well, no, it hasn't. Just that CNN has nothing to report on Trump because – with CNN and MSNBC, they're the two biggest culprits. It's all Trump all the time. So Mueller has absolutely nothing. And then the Democrats in Congress, they don't do either because they have all this time, all this money just wasted. They have nothing to go on. And 2020 is right around the corner. And you look at all the people running for president, it's just, you know, another hodgepodge of losers. You know, you get 70-something-year-old Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, who fornicated her way to the top. You got the suckiest candidate of all, Cory Booker, and his allegations and his I mean, all you gotta do is take pictures of Newark and there's Cory Booker's campaign in the toilet. You got Beto O'Rourke driving drunk and making writing poems about running over kids in cars, plus you know, there's allegations that he might have a problem with illicit substances. You have Pocahontas, who wants to go after everybody but the social media platform she paid money for. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And all they're going to do is talk about Trump. So, I mean, before we got in trouble with Twitter, I was going to run as a Democrat candidate. But I got, you know, I just lost my platform. So there goes that. And I was going to say, well, I'm going to bring jobs by making this economy worse. So it's going to be fun because some's going to say, well, I lowered unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, people with disabilities to all time. We got 5 million people off of food stamps. We got 600,000 manufacturers. And, oh, here's something I learned yesterday. The last jobs report said only 20,000 new jobs were created. That's because I talked to a guy who's in HR in the financial industry. We're talking, you know, starting salary 6 figures plus. He said the reason why the job market was so lackadaisical last quarter was because there are just so many jobs open now that companies are dying to fill them. They can't create new jobs without filling the old jobs. But keep on going, Mr. Trump. Keep doing what you're doing. Please lower my taxes. I made too much last year again, so I have to pay again. Well, what's your thoughts on the Mueller fiasco?
It's exactly summed it up in one word. It was a fiasco from the start. The Mueller investigation, Russian collusion. We had collusion. You know, I got a basic definition in my head of what it is, but I had to go look it up. And, you know, it's something that came about because Hillary lost. Something that came about because Hillary is a criminal. And they needed to, you know, use smoke and mirrors to divert the attention. And that Rachel Maddow that you mentioned earlier, you know, that woman is just unbelievably shook up. You know, it reminds me what what's her name? Grace, idiot from Atlanta.
Nancy Grace.
Yeah, Nancy Grace. When you know, Robert Blake was acquitted, when Michael Jackson was acquitted. You know, she was so sure that, you know, these people were going to be found guilty. And the same thing with this Rachel Maddow. You know, she looked like an idiot. That's all she's talked about on her show for the past 2 years. It's Russia collusion and Trump being a criminal and you know, Russian fixing our election and Donald Jr. meeting with some kind of lawyers, you know, right before the election and such, you know, getting dirt on Hillary. And, you know, it was just awful. Another black eye on our nation, because we have extremist people on the left that just have to fill less intelligent or less informed people, I should say, of nonsense.
You don't want to keep going that way. Something's got to get. And the 2020 election, I'm hoping so to turn this all around and show once for all that we want Trump as president. Period.
Right. Right. Well, hold that thought. We got some more good news at the end of this break. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you once again, James Edwards, for interrupting the great John Anderson. Anyways, let's go back to some very good news. The Southern Poverty Law Center is both a terrible place to work and a place that does terrible work. This is from Reason.com. Now, recently, the Southern Poverty Law Center got into some trouble because of one Morris Dees, who's one of the co-founders. He's been harassing women for about almost 50 years. And then his president, Richard Cohen, quit because of the racial and sexual discrimination, the sexual harassment of the organization. And just that the fact that this so-called nonprofit has almost $500 million in his coffers. Now, the political cesspool has been talking about this for about 15 years. We were the first ones to come out and say the Southern Poverty Law Center is a joke. It's accountable to nobody. Anybody that follows that takes the Southern Poverty Law Center for its word is an idiot. And we came out time and time and time again on what a sleazebag Morris Deese is, and how they don't do the God's work, how they don't help out people who are involved in hate crimes, so on and so forth. So what they do, they go online, they look for any group or person that's just a little bit right of Karl Marx and declare them a hate group. And it's not just if you have, say I'm the KKK and I have chapters all over the country. Well, guess what? Each chapter all over the country is declared a certain hate group. So then what they do, the propaganda machine starts printing out letters and emails to these little old ladies, to grandmas and grandpas, saying, hey, the KKK is all over the United States. Help us fight the KKK. But there hasn't been any notable decisions that the Southern Poverty Law Center gave victims of hate crimes, real or managed, or imagined, any money. And I'm very glad that the lid's come off. If you look at a picture of the staff that works at the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's about 90% Jewish and very, very few minorities. And the minorities and women hate working there. The turnover for those groups are astronomical. So let's hope, just like in Star Wars, that the Death Star is blowing up. Because if you ever see the building for the Southern Poverty Law Center in Mobile, Alabama, it reminds you of the Death Star. It's very uninviting, looks very evil. It's not warm, it's not welcoming. It's just a terrible-looking building, and there's hardly any windows, so, you know, it's all secrecy. Walt, have you ever heard of the Southern Poverty Law Center?
No, I've seen some things online about it, but I don't know a whole lot. I didn't do my homework, I guess, on that. But I agree with what you're saying, my friend. There's more to what's going on than we see in print or the segments that I've seen online. But like I said, I'm not up on that topic this morning.
Well,
sorry,
you're lucky.
Opinion about everything. Go ahead.
It's quite all right, sir. Because it was when I was when I started with the cesspool, first thing that came out is James Edwards rallying against the Southern Poverty Law Center because he's declared a hate group. The political cesspool has declared a hate group, even though they're not. I can honestly say the political cesspool probably has given out more money out of our own back pockets for charitable organizations than the Southern Poverty Law Center. For example, there's a house outside of Detroit that helps young black kids. It's supposed to be a safe house for kids to play and have fun and do homework. Somewhere on the wall, there's a plaque that says "The Political Cesspool." So, also, whenever there's a GoFundMe for Officer Donald, things like that, or the Detroit Firemen's Fund, again, money is coming out of our pockets, what little money we do have. And there's a video of me drinking water at the reflective pool at the Washington Monument, which is absolutely horrendous, how I didn't just get some sort of bacteria infection is beyond me. But I did as part of Charlie Duff's Detroit Fireman's Fund fire hose challenge, where he took a 2.5-inch hose at about 150 to 200 PSI to the face. Well, I drank some of this nasty water from the reflecting pool, but that's what we do. And that's what the Southern Poverty Law Center does not do, but hopefully the company will be, in violation of different, 501c3 tax, and other tax laws. And they go to jail. And finally, this week we celebrate Michael Savage's 25th anniversary on the radio. Michael Savage is definitely one of my heroes. He's definitely one of the few people that made me want to go into radio, and he's been doing it for 25 years. And he got his big break in his 50s, so I got a little bit of way to go. So hopefully when I'm in my 50s, and Walt will be a little bit older than you are right now, we'll get a big break. But I'm not holding my breath. But Anyways, Michael Savage is one of the few people on radio that actually defends straight white Christian men on the radio, and he does this as a Jew. I've never heard Sean Hannity defend white men. Rush Limbaugh, forget that. He's just a mouthpiece for the GOP, or any of these, or any of these other so-called right of center talkers like Andrew Wilkow. He doesn't, he doesn't defend us. So, so good on him. He also calls, he calls out the Jewish lawyers that are looking to undermine the U.S. He calls them the boys from NYU, because he can't come out and say, oh, yeah, them New York Jew lawyers are trying to ruin this country, because, that's he'd probably be facing the unemployment line. But he knows how to say it. And also he came up with the term, in my opinion. He says, oh, so-and-so is a jerk, in my opinion. That way he's not going to court. But anyways, Michael Savage was also one of the first people to defend cops on the air, not defend cops, but say, well, who's talking about the police, the police shootings? Because six officers were shot and killed in Oakland about 10 years ago when some degenerate just opened fire on these officers. And he was one of the first ones on radio to talk about the killing of police. And again, Rush and Sean and Levin and all the others mentioned nothing of it. And then when, Detectives Lou and Ramos were killed, the political cesspool, then Road 42, and now 75 Radio took up the slack. So, and Michael Savage, he still hasn't lost his touch. Even though he's paid very well, he still tells stories from back in the day, like One Arm Frank, Dead Man's Pants, Love by the Sewer Plant, so on and so forth. Also, he hasn't lost his accent at all, because a lot of these talkers, especially Sean Hannity, he's born and raised in Long Island, he does not have a New York accent, because they want to talk without an accent for whatever reason. But he says, the hell with that. Well, have you ever heard of Michael Savage?
Oh, yeah. I listen to the Savage. I'm part of the Savage Nation. I listen to him every chance I get. He is somebody that I've described, not him in particular, but he is a person that will stand up for what's right and correct and morally correct. And he, like you said, he's a Jew, and he stands up for other nationalities when they are wrong. And he raises some highly positive points, like you said, from back in the day, and brings it, forward to the present day. So why aren't we doing the same thing we did in the 60s or the early 70s in certain cases? Michael Savage, the Savage Nation, I listen to him. I'm a fan. He is, like you said, he has gotten his break later in life, unfortunately. If he started in his 20s, then he'd be in radio for more than 50 years doing the Savage Nation. He does quite a job of both condemning and praising as he sees fit, as he sees it. It's his own opinion. He's an amazing man. He's got hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter. And guess what? He doesn't follow a one. He doesn't follow anybody. Everybody is following him. He's got a big fan circle, and he is one of the few people that are allowed on the radio to say exactly what he wants, and in such a way where he makes people that challenge him feel like an idiot, because they are. The last biggest thing that I heard Michael Savage talk about was this past summer, when the Muslims or the Jews, somebody about a wedding cake or something for a gay wedding. I don't know what.
Right. In Colorado, a guy didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. He said no.
Right.
And he says, well, go to a Muslim bakery, see what happens.
Right.
Nothing.
That went on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. But, that's one thing that stuck in my mind, that last little thing that I said.
All right, Walt, we came at the end of the hour. We made it. Another one in the can. Next week, we're going to have a very special show. It'll be our one-year anniversary. So look forward to that. Should be a good show. We'll just talk about the past shows. But anyways, remember, you have a mind, use it. This is Peter Stanton for Walter Yerkew on 75 Radio. Check us out at 75radio.org. Take it away again, Ray.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.